name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for that mighty, powerful name that you've given to us. That name the whole family in heaven and earth is named by. That name that those who believe will cast out devils, speak with new tongues, lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That name, hallelujah. That name, we thank you for the name of Jesus. We call on that name tonight, Jesus. We call on you in your name. Hallelujah. You who ever lived to make intercession for the saints, we thank you for your mighty and precious name. And tonight we shall do business in that name, kingdom business in that name. We're asking you, going to be asking you, Father God, in that name to move on the behalf of this world, this nation. We thank you for it, Father. We give you all praise and all glory tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, we bless you and magnify you. We glorify you. Give you praise in this place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, blessed be the Lord. You may be seated for just a moment here. We're going to pray tonight concerning this nation. And, of course, we've got the election coming up on, well, everybody will finish voting on Tuesday. We believe God. Amen. And these times, especially in the times that we're in now, have been very tumultuous, very divisive. And we're going to pray tonight, but I want to say something concerning that to us as Christians. You know, and the reason I know about this, because I have to watch it myself, have to deal with myself in that, you know, there's a lot of my brothers and sisters in Christ that, in my humble opinion, are crazy based on who they're going to vote for. And if I'm not careful, I'm very tempted to just separate myself from them. And that's not biblical. That's not godly. We are going to be a family of God after this election. And the commandment that we have in the new covenant to love one another as he gave us commandment. Now, we wonder in the church sometimes, you know, why does it seem like it's so difficult for us in the world to get people to understand who Jesus is? Well, he said, if you love one another, he said, this is a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples indeed. By what? By how we love one another. Well, you know, you can go on Facebook and find Christians don't love one another. Amen. You know, as I tell the students, I've yet to find a ministry gift in the New Testament called Facebook Police. Yet to see that one. But this is a serious thing. We've got to love. We have got to love one another. Amen. There's a job that we have to do in this earth, and it is to preach the gospel. Right? Where Craig talked about it this morning. Not with enticing words of men's speech or our wisdom, but in demonstration in the power of God, that people's faith would not stand in the wisdom of men, but in that power. That power. And you and I both know, we know from the Word of God, we've been taught well, that faith works by love. And if we want to make ourselves powerless, let's just get out of love. But in these days, we don't have a right, folks. We don't have the right to take a powerless gospel to a lost and dying world. The Apostle Paul said in one place, he said, he talked about how he preached around here and preached there with signs and wonders and different things and miracles that had taken place. He said, I have fully preached the gospel. We haven't fully preached the gospel without signs, wonders, and miracles. But if we're not going to walk in love, I remember Brother Hagin talking about many. He said in the healing revival, got to competing with one another. Back from 1947 up to 58, 59 up in that area, you know. Many of them got to where they didn't walk in love towards their fellow ministers. And it cost them. It cost them their anointing. It cost them their lives. Many of them died young. Amen? This issue of love is very, very important. So let's avoid the temptation that the devil would try to bring against us to get out of love with our brothers and sisters. You know, Jesus prayed in John chapter 17 that we would be one as he and the Father are one. That we, fellow Christians, would be one. Amen. And so let it begin in the household of God. Well, let it begin in the house of Rhema right here. Because I'll guarantee you that, and we're not going to take a poll because that's none of my business, none of your business, who you're going to vote for. But I guarantee you we've got a diversity in this church. And there are some people that are voting for a candidate or voting for a certain issue that you don't agree with. But I'm going to tell you right now, they're your brother and sister in Christ. Amen. And you're going to have to make a decision that no matter what, you're going to love them. Amen. All right. Well, praise the Lord. I thought we were going to pray, brother. We're going to repent first. Amen. I think 2 Chronicles chapter 7 talks about if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Amen. We need to humble ourselves. Amen. You know, we don't need to be an individual, be so high and mighty about, you know, well, my opinion, you know. I mean, I read stuff all the time and I think, dear God, these people have children too. You know, they just perpetuate this on. You know, I honestly, you look at things, just you don't understand. Amen. You don't understand. But, that's not for me to understand. I'm not their Holy Spirit, I'll tell you that. And only God can help them. And, you know, and I could be wrong. I know it's slim chance. Isn't that how we all think? Amen. Right? I'm right. It obviously is you. Okay, I want us to look at a couple verses here. Then we're going to spend some time praying tonight. Hallelujah. But I think this, the idea of the unity of the body of Christ, let's not leave that off. Let's not leave that out of our prayers. And if you've caught yourself, you know, maybe you hadn't thought about it till now. If you caught yourself letting yourself get all upset and you know, just, you know, shaking your head about somebody else in the body of Christ and what they've said about this election and da-da-da-da-da and all that kind of stuff, and you've got to your place where you've put yourself in the seat of the judge, then I suggest that before we pray about anything else, you handle that tonight. Amen. And you take care of that issue tonight. And it's not, Lord, change them. You know what I'm saying? Amen. It's, Lord, change us. Now, I believe, you know, of course you understand this, God's best would be that God would be the king and we'd all do what God said. Amen. There's no form of government that's perfect. Far from it. But I think this nation has enough, there's evidence. Of course, most of us my age were taught this in school about our founding fathers, and that there was a faith in God there. There was one of the aspects of coming to this nation was religious freedom. Now, you know, we can get in all kinds of discussions about things that have happened and that Christians of old have done to people to oppress people and do those kind of things of that sort. Yes, they did things of that sort, but I wasn't there, so I didn't take part in it, and I don't have to take part in oppressing people today, right? And so in that, let's get ourselves over into a realm. I believe tonight, you know, as Ms. Hagin, last week we got into a really good place of prayer. Amen. And I think we made some progress, and we want to do that again tonight. She asked that we do that again tonight. Here in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Well, how many of you ever attended Winter Bible Seminar or prayer seminar back in the days? Brother Hagin would read this verse. This was his keynote verse, right? Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. In the Spirit. We're going to believe God to pray in the Spirit tonight. That doesn't mean just praying in other tongues. That means led by the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. So I believe if you, as you read this here, this is an important part of the armor of God, the ability to pray and go to God with all manners, all kinds of prayer, other translations say, and supplication in the Spirit. Supplicating, praying for those that don't know how to pray for themselves, you know, and asking that God's word be true. Now, 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2. And we'll read the first four verses here. Hallelujah. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, there's that again, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Now, I've heard folks say, you know, in reading that, well, we're supposed to pray, see, we've got to pray for the president first. Well, he's after all men, right? We pray for folks first, praying for everybody. We want to believe God on behalf of everybody. But then he says, for kings and for all that are in authority. How many of you know the Bible says there's no authority but that comes from God? That doesn't mean everybody's using it correctly, but authority is set up by God. Amen. Okay? That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Now, I think, you know, folks have read that and they think, well, you know, that means three cars in the driveway and, you know, all this kind of stuff here. But I think really, if you think about things from God's perspective, he who paves his streets with gold and the vehicles there are chariots of fire, really is not all that concerned with what kind of car you drive. Is that what we're praying about here? Or is it that we would have peace and that godliness and honesty would prevail? And when that happens, the nations, the Bible says, are blessed, Proverbs says. He says, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come into a knowledge of the truth. You know, Galatians 3 says, in Christ there is neither Jew nor Greek, bond or free, male or female, right? Well, how many of you could probably quote John 3:16 today? For God so loved the world. Didn't say Democrats, did it? Included, but didn't single out. God so loved the Republican Party. God so loved the, you know, this or that. No, God loves people, and it's his will that all people be saved. So that tells me the blood of Jesus will apply to everybody. And it's not my right to pick and choose who that blood applies to. Amen. Now, I love this country. I mean, I've been privileged to travel all over the world. And, you know, I constantly work on, because it's my home, I'm always glad to be home. But I travel to other countries, and I never travel anywhere. It's amazing to me. Amazing to me where people don't tell me. At least one person will tell me, I want to come to America someday. You know. And I've had people tell me, you know, I've been out of the country when scandals hit this country, different things of that sort. And I've had them tell me, well, you're a Christian nation. Why don't you just, you know, do that? Why don't you just forgive? And other places in the world, they see this place as something. And God has placed us in a position, like somebody said here just the other day, that whether we like it or not, the world does look at what we do. And they have looked to us, and what we do has an influence on the rest of the world. And that's something that God has put us in that. And I don't think it's something that we ought to give up so lightly. I think we ought to hold on to that. Because we want to influence people towards God, who would have that all men would be saved. Now, he didn't say all people in the United States, did he? He meant everybody everywhere, all people around the world would be saved and come to the knowledge of God. Of the truth. And so we're going to pray tonight, all right? Now, when we pray here at Rhema, I'm going to pray. You'll hear me on the microphone, but you're not here tonight to listen to me pray. You're here to pray. We're going to open up this front time if you want to come up here. I mean, don't go up on the platform, but if you want to come down here and pray, if you want to walk around and pray, if you want to sit right where you are and pray, you want to stand up and pray, you want to kneel down at your pew there and make that an altar and pray there, then you do that. But the key thing is you're going to pray. Okay? You're going to pray. And so we're going to do that right now, and they're going to play in behind us here. Is Amber up there? Yeah, Amber, just go ahead and begin to play. Let's all stand up together right now. Let's start by standing up together. Hallelujah. Father, tonight we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We come as your children tonight. In this house, in this church, we thank you, Father God. Father, as we pray tonight, we pray in faith. We pray, Father God, we'll pray with our understanding, but we'll pray in the Spirit also. We'll sing with the understanding, we might sing in the Spirit also, Father. Father, we thank you tonight for this great country. Let's just lift your hands right now and just thank God. Thank God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you and we thank you. We praise you and you thank you. So come if you want to come. Let's just begin to pray. Father, we bless you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Oh, mabarakishite homlakiste. Father, we thank you and I praise you tonight. We praise you tonight, Lord God. Give you glory in this place tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God. Oh, thank you for my brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 I pray that my love would abound yet more and more in all wisdom and knowledge and understanding towards them. Let me increase in my love towards my brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me, Father. Yes, in the name in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, Lord. Oh, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, may the heart of the rulers of this nation be in your hand, that you might turn them. May your heart, their hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus, be in your hand. Hallelujah. Oh, we pray, Father, that all of those who get elected, Father God, that they don't know you, that they come to know you in the mighty name of Jesus, that they know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Father, we ask that you'd send laborers forth into their harvest field. Send people into their lives to talk to them, Father God, that care about them on a personal level, not about what they can get from them, but that love them because you love them. Father, we thank you for it, Father. Oh, in the name of the Moshunji, Adamokushu shooted the kiss to the monkey and the man to the bungi, Baladu shukuri the match the kitty the meheha, Alleluia, Habana mustuket in the mamma shikitibi, Badababa shushu the mampa than a king to the kiss to the Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Oh, Mada Shiki, all things in place, all things, yes, may all, yes, be put in place in the name. In the name that, oh, but Ashiki, Danda, that those things that you have said should come to pass in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, and yes, and here and there. The Father, have mercy, then you would preserve a people till they get to hear the message and get to understand the message of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. That they not perish, Father God. That they not perish. That they not spend eternity separated from you. Oh, in the name of the Kishi Shidi, begin them. Aha. Oh, Tadabasukuru, the Mandi Nishidi. And the men and the women that you've called to rise up, to speak by the anointing. You've called to rise up and do signs and wonders in the name of your holy child, Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray, Father God, that with all boldness we can speak forth your word. That you would stretch forth your hand to heal, that signs and wonders would be done in the name of your child, your holy child Jesus. Oh, barakishi jiri kindanda mama shunjiri kishiri kondunda rabande de kishti de baby. Dande de kushutunda babande bamanda. Ekataro shuchunda de kishichi ne kande de mashu pandi kishti de baby. Otodo de mashu shini ne kande de bachtu kiri de mante. Achtu kushichi ne come to the knowledge, in the knowledge, in the mood of shikiti. Yes, that knowledge of the truth. that they would come, to know the truth, that yes, Father, that you are in Christ, not imputing our trespasses unto us, but that you reconciled us to yourself by Jesus Christ. Father, we do take the message of beseeching this world to be reconciled unto God, to be reconciled in the name of Jesus, to be reconciled, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, oh, Father, hallelujah. Oh, Father, forgive me when I've judged my brother and sister. Forgive me, Father God, when I've looked to separate myself from my brother and sister over a difference of opinion. Father, forgive me. Oh, Father, No, I refuse not to love. I refuse not to love, Father. That love of God is shed abroad in my heart, and it must have its way. It must have its way, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We'd let nothing separate us. Nothing. In the name of Jesus. We'll not yield to a spirit of division and strife. We're not ignorant of your devices, Satan. We're not ignorant of your devices. We'll not yield to strife. We'll not yield to division. No. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. You are defeated. You are defeated, Satan. You are defeated in the name of Jesus. Let there rise. Let there arise a lighthouse of love. Hallelujah, Father. If no other church, I believe there will, but if no other church will do it, let this church be a place of love. Let this be a place of forgiveness. Let this be a place, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And the strife and the division that's come in this country in the last few years, that it would be healed, Lord God. We're asking you to heal our land. Heal our land, Lord God. Heal our land. Heal our land from the wounds, these open wounds that still fester today, that fester the wounds of racism and strife precious balm of Gilead. Precious balm of Gilead. Hallelujah. Heal this land. Heal us. Heal the church, Lord God. Heal the church. Heal your family. Your family, we need healing power in us, the healing power of love and forgiveness in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Heal this land, oh God, that we can have the peace and the quiet, Lord God, that we need to take this gospel all over the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not just over the world, but to our neighbor, to our next door neighbor, to the person down the street who's different, who's different, who believes different than us, that we'd still take the love of Christ to them. That you give us, which is, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and sound mind. We're not afraid of anybody, not afraid of anybody's face, like you told the prophet. Don't look on their face. Give them the message I've given you, that message of love. Hallelujah. Ha ha. Oh, badana me shikiri da da duke le jikala na mama shikundi de baby de sticky. And da da babador stukiri de baby shishindi de castisti. Landa de masushi stunda de mababakam. Estiki shishundanda de bababama kustindi. Gande de kistististi de klatu de kustundi de mambamba. Ede de mastukiri de shichanana kindi de bisti. Danda da kusustu to koplande kistin de damba. Eko tururu stungi de denande de masinje de kastuch te kirande da mante stipe. Dande de siste kististin an amampe. O parada batis te kistis da dande de makunde der bandi. Anju kiri de besisti. In the name, hada da bastu kiri de bete de kististis te de kastai. Destinde da costunde de binde da bam bam bande de kisti. Lande de bacusti sti sede de candande de bende. Gere de sugar de dande de clumba tana mastinke de bimpe. Deliverance, yes, freedom. Hallelujah, freedom. Freedom from all the oppression, all the depression, all the possession that people have been under bondage to, that they be free. Free in the name of Jesus. Free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That they'd be free. Oh my God. And I was shaking the best agenda back in the Astukus tested back in the meme. Had it about shaking the Baturukus to soon the meme. And the Lambamba do the Kushi shitty the Kita Laturus Tunganda the Bandini Kisti. Apatana the Mostuki the Diddy Bishikin the Mamba. Oh Father. Oh Father. Oh Father God. Ah, Majigiribishi. Ah, oh God, in the mighty name, in the name, 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 the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name, that name, that name which every knee shall bow and every tongue confess to, that Jesus is Lord. That God would, that you would receive the glory. Hallelujah. That name that's above every name, that name of Jesus, that precious name, may it be exalted, may it be glorified. That name of Jesus, that name of Jesus, the only Redeemer, the only Savior who is alive today. That name, oh, and in that name, in that name, hallelujah, Jesus, 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 ha, oh God, ha, 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 oh, what a delivering name it is, what a delivering name that name is, Jesus, Jesus, deliver us this nation, deliver us in this world, Lord God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, I'm about to shake it in the wind. Oh my, yes, 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 Lord. Let nothing that's done in secret remain there. Let those things that have been trying to be hidden, let them come to light. Oh no, in the name of Jesus. No, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May truth prevail. Truth prevail. Truth prevail. In the name of Jesus. Ah. In the name. In the name. In the name. In the name. Hallelujah. 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 And that which would try to rise up and rise up. Oh no, in the name of Jesus. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for our president, President Obama, that you protect him and keep him safe. No, 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 that he'll finish his term in safety, in safety, in safety, in the name of Jesus. Preservation, preserve, safe, kept sound in the name of Jesus. No, no, no. Ah, 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 we pray. Oh, oh, in the name. No, 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 no. You cannot. You cannot. No, no, you cannot. No, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There'll be no murder. There'll be no, 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 no. Let that hidden plan be known. Expose you with the light in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Ministering spirit sent forth to minister for those who are heirs of salvation, to give you that assignment that you protect. You protect. You protect in the name of Jesus. Go and protect those. We surround them with our faith and love. We surround them with our faith and love. Oh, yes. 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 In the name of Jesus. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Ishikita tungun stikirera by. Badandi kishichi de kundumba teristiki. De kalotumba da shinkanda de mistikiti. Bandandi kiti de tokusto tumba. Bandi de kishichi de kiri na mosto nonomo konde de vestikindi. Oh, the times and the times that we live in, the seasons, yes, Lord. Of these times and seasons you have spoken. Oh, that in these last days, yes, perilous times should come. For mainly men will be lovers of themselves rather than lovers of God. Oh, but God, we love you. But we love you, God. And we're asking on our behalf, that you would help us. Oh, Father. And that we would turn these who are lovers of themselves into lovers of you, Lord God. That they would come to know you. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha. We're not surprised and we're not shocked by these times. But we are grieved in these times, Lord God. That these things could take place. And that men and women would even stand and deny that precious name. That precious one who shed his blood for them. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Let there come a great healing anointing upon the body of Christ to take to the world. Let there be a great delivering anointing and healing power. Signs and wonders and miracles be done. Signs and wonders and miracles be done. We have to have them, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. Hallelujah. Give them to us on our jobs. Let your signs and wonders. May Jesus be glorified at the store. May Jesus be glorified as we drive down the road. May Jesus be glorified. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. Ha, 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 Jesus. Sikita mamashu jirigiribi. Don't get a tada shikita. Don't get a mastinji nikenji nikite. Aha. Oh, chokisti. E pandana masun kitene mamman ne kisti. She kitted a dosto cold and a mampa to the stick it in a baby stingy. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, 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 hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Father, yes, 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 yes. We give you glory and honor, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 You know, Satan's goal is to enslave each and every one of us. And to make us fearful from being who God has made us to be. From speaking up and speaking the truth. Now, you can't say that. you can't, who, first of all, who are they that tell me I can't say that when God's told me to say it? Amen. But I thank God we're free. We're free. But let's not use our freedom as an occasion to the flesh. Let's use our freedom to occasion to love people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know. Daniel, it's just, I know you know. Are you guys able to do, I'm no longer a slave? Are you able to do that? Hallelujah. If you guys can put those words up, I'm no longer a slave. Let's sing that. Let's stand up and sing that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song.
Hallelujah. 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 We're free from fear. We're free from what, we're free from the what happens on the election day. We're free from fear. Hallelujah. Amen. And besides that, God told us what these days were going to be like in His Word. And everything I read in the Bible says we still win. Isn't that right? The greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now listen, of course, we won't meet again as a church to pray concerning these things before this election, but let's not stop. Let's not stop. Let's pray for all the men and women who are elected, that their heart would be in the hand of God and that He could turn them. He could turn them. You know, the love of God is irresistible when people really get in contact with it. Let's let Him turn them. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor texted, said that he and Mrs. Hagen, they tuned in. They've been praying with us. Amen. That tells you how important it's been. So Pastor, Ms. Hagen, God bless you. We thank you for tuning in. Now turn that off if you would, please. Now he probably, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be seated for just a moment. Before we dismiss, our prayer team is going to come down here. And if you're here tonight and you need prayer for anything, these men and women will pray with you according to the Word of God. Hallelujah. I love that what Craig said this morning. We've got 66 books full of words from the Lord. Amen. Read it. I thought that was awesome. So they'll pray with you according to the Word of God. Why? Because that's where answers come from. If you're here tonight, maybe you don't know Jesus. Maybe you're here tonight and you've been struggling with something. Come on down here. Let them pray with you before you leave tonight. Amen.